לשון השולחן ערוך לשון השולחן ערוך בסימן טוב ריש עין א' צורך להיזוהר מאוד בהדלוקס נרס חנוכה. אז בזונדר ההלוכה צורך להיזוהר מאוד. צורך להיזוהר מאוד את תפילין. פסוקי דזמרה צורך להיזוהר מאוד. צורך להיזוהר מאוד בהדלוקס נרס חנוכה. אז we're going to learn the הלוכס of צורך להיזוהר מאוד. Now you have to know in the halachas of hadlokas neres chanukah is chumres, is hidurin, is mehadrin mina mehadrin. Different shittas. And we'll try to go through all of the halachas and the shittas and the hadlokas neres chanukah for the time that we will have. And the Shari Tshuva and Simen Tov Reisha in Gimel, he brings down B'Shem Sefer Chesed Le'Avrom. Klipe Beitzim, U'Betzolim, Ein Madlikim Bo'em. The person doesn't have glass to put the oil, so he cracks eggs, and he puts inside a psila and he wants to light it. Ein Madlikim Bo'em. He doesn't bring down the reason why. And safe, you know, we were zeicha today in Sefer Azikoron for the Pachad Yitzchok. They made a chesed with the Baal Chesed Le'Avrom, and they printed the Sefer Chesed Le'Avrom. And there he brings down why? Because it's a din of kli. You have to light in a kli. Like at Chila, you have to light in a kli. Mele kli pei p'tzalim, the kli pei beitzim doesn't have a din kli. So a lot of people are makpit, and he says like this. Now he has an answer. It says that kol azor bener havelei bonim talmidei chachomim. He doesn't see it so much. So like the Torah says, they don't light with a kli. So it's like b'chesed le'avrom. Rav Shteim maintains that this is chumre be'al, a shvach chumre. Says first the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down this chumre. Second of all, the Mishnah Berurah himself says that you're allowed to light with candles. Candles are not kli. Zod Rav Shteim as nish muchach. Could be candles, not a chashivas, a candle. But oil that is not inside a kli is worse. Oil that is not inside a kli is worse. Oil that is not inside a kli is worse. Avada, it's not a me'akev. If someone doesn't have a kli, it's not a me'akev. But it's an Indian to have a kli. The Moshe Sternbuch Prince has a sefer Tshuvas Va'anogas. Dear Hitainas, you know, we have Vaita Akasha. Today everyone is Zayu Baner. Why no one becomes Tamidei Chachomim, yeah? We're Zayu Bekasha. He says that he realized that the glass that people put inside the candles, if you try to put that glass to stand on the table, it doesn't stand. The little cups. Amol, they put like festa cups. Hi, you have the menorahs, you know, these little metal chad-pami menorahs, and you put a couple glasses inside. If you take out the glass and you put it on the table, it will fall. As aloch and atilas yadayim, kli that can't stand doesn't have a kli. Now he chaps why taka people don't become Tamidei Chachomim. Because they use it. So the machmirim taka, you can see them before Chanukah, they stand in the store and they try to buy glass. You know, they break B'darakah 20. They check if it stands or not. If it stands or not, to be yoytze b'chum of Rumei Shishtermuch. So I remember I was doing it in Panovich, I was doing it in Chavrusa with Rebel Povarsky, and someone came to tell me this Chiddush. So we went duch the Indian, and I sent a letter to Rumei Shishtermuch quite a while ago, that Lechui forgot to say Tesis and Menachas, and it didn't Shechanoch. State that the menekios and the lechem apomim were like two big woods, and they had like little straws, right? And then the breads were standing. That straw is like a half of this. So Tesis says that if the kli is made to be used with another kli, there's no chisol in the moshel, they have to until the yadayim a kli that is like a corner, like a sharp, so it's not a kli, but it's made to be oiches inside another kli, it doesn't have a chisol. So maybe these glasses are oimed to be used inside a menorah. So maybe I don't think it's a problem. He answered me, I didn't have exactly the answer. He told me to go to his son with some names. I never got a clear answer. So maybe I think that Yashmokim Lehokel on these glasses. Now, there's another shaila. They have today ner light and tea light. It's two different things. Ner light is the ones you crack, you know, for the lazy people to make these menorahs, you just crack it. Tea light is that silver little box that has a little candle inside. Now, the ner light, the ones that you crack, they also can't stand. You buy a package of 44 candles ready-made, you just have to take off the top. Maybe in Canada they don't have it, but in El Tisol they have it. El Tisol they have it. So you just crack off the top, and the mele, it's okay. So okay, there also doesn't stand. The tea light stands. The problem is like this. And the moshel, people know, the moshel, some people, bachurim, they use these, you know, tuna cans. So the shaila is if it needs a tefillah skelim or not. The Moshe says if it's not oimed to use a couple times, it doesn't have a shem keli, it doesn't need a tefillah skelim. This nail light and tea light, no one goes to use it for more than once. The tea light, you throw away after it, the glass. So the shaila is like this. So first, we'll speak on the nail light. Also, you use it once, and then you throw it away. It's even worse with the tea light. You can't even put nothing inside after it. But first, the ma'aser has a hechsher from the badatz. It comes with a hechsher from the badatz, so mistam, it's okay. So say, maybe a din kli is not me'akev. Rav Shteiman bought a raya that it's okay. Because Rav Shteiman has a raya from kli cheres. Shabuah has a kli cheres, and Shabuah says you can't use it more than once. It's mos. And even so, it's kosher legabi Chanukah. Also could be because it's made to use with the menorah, and the menorah at Hashem Kli, it's enough. Zim Shlomo Zalman also said that Mishnah, it's okay. We'll go to the next thing. We spoke out last year, and I think most people took it themselves, that in Eretz Yisrael, you light outside, yeah? Inside, Rabbi Eliashiv holds not allowed to light. Set in the windows, maybe, but if a person like all these bachim that lives in the dearest, you know, these bunkers, that people can't see the windows, they light inside, and they have to light outside, and because we're not in the Golis anymore, and there's no Mustakone, so this is what most people are planning to do. Yeah? Lamagay lefid outside, and that's all most people are planning to light outside. Is Alochet Shulchan Aruch. Now, when you put oil inside the candle, has to be enough oil that will light for half an hour. But if you add the oil later, hadlaka is a mitzvah, you're not yaitze. You have to light again without a bracha, but you're not yaitze. If it was not enough oil, b'shas de hadlaka, you're not yaitze if you add oil later. Zog de briskerov. If you're going to light outside, so how you light outside? You buy these boxes. Yes, you got a box already?
Not yet.
Yeah, you have to get a box. Now, when you're going to light, so how you light? You open the box, and you light, and you close the box. If you would leave the box open for half an hour, the candle will blow out. Now, adlaka is a mitzvah. It doesn't help to close the box later. Like if you don't put enough oil b'shas the adlaka, it doesn't help to add oil later. So if when I open the box, when b'shas de adloke, it will not stay lighting like this the whole time. So if it will not stay lighting like this the whole time, so l'chur, I'm not yaitze, even if I close the box later. So what you do lemaise? As they have the brisket up. So there's two eitzes. One eitzah is that they do special ones that have like a little hole on top that you can come. Or what I do, lemoshel, like you get a special very thin candle, shamash, and you open the glass a little bit and you push it in. It's kedai to practice before Hanukkah. And then you move. It's a ganz avodah. Because if you leave it open, then you close it, it's not good. We said some people, this reason they don't light outside. If you don't know how to light outside, it could be it's better you light inside. Because it doesn't help to close the box later. Keneged Briskerov, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, and Reb Chaim Kanievsky hold that it helps. You could close the box later. Val b'shas de adloka, it was okay. You're not allowed to add oil later. Adloka is a mitzvah. They say it's different. When I'm adding oil, I didn't light the menorah k'mo shetzorich. Here, the menorah is lit and good. It's a wind. I'm going to take away the wind. Can it wanna be if I'm the sar ruach, and I know that the wind is not planning to blow soon, so it's okay. The nermitz and atme could stand. Something is coming to shut it. I will move away that thing. It's not like I'm adding oil later. That adloka is a mitzvah. It doesn't help to add oil later. Here, b'shas that adloka, it's good. Someone gave me pictures one year. He took pictures of David lighting. You might have seen there the Avodah. And Le'umas then, he had pictures of Rabbi Yashiv lighting. The box was open, Rabbi Yashiv was standing and lighting. We could be in the Chav Chananas, less wind. You know, it's very narrow. But that's not the Machlek. It's more going out loud. So, Meikir Adil, Rabbi Yosef Chaim Sonnenfeld, Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, Rabbi Yomin Zilber, Rabbi Eliashiv, and Rabbi Shem Zalman hold that it's okay. Even that I remember Rabbi Shem Zalman himself was speaking to me about the Chumre. And Rabbi Skirov and Mar Diskin said you have to be Machmir, and as I heard from the Shmir Shabbos Gilchoso, that it's the right thing to be Machmir. That's how the Alich Hashlemi, the Prit of Rabbi Shem Zalman says that it's okay. But I know, I remember when I was a young Bacher, I was 16 years old, I discussed it with Rabbi Shem Zalman Neuerbach. If you have to be choshish to the chumah when you put on the candle, how to close the box. So there was one of the bochrim there, told him, Shlomo Zalman, I have a eitzah. When you light, have five bochrim standing around you. So there's no wind. Then you close the box, and then they leave. B'shas dad loke, you're surrounded with bochrim. Then you close the box, and then they leave. So b'shas dad look, it could have stand for half an hour. Shem Zalman told me it's not good. Because if the bochrim was stayed, no one could see the menorah. So you're lighting inside the house. But you put a fence around the menorah. So I asked him, Shem Zalman, so how every person lights? I mean a very big person, yeah? So no one could see. Shem Zalman told me you're wrong for two reasons. First, you can see from the cracks. Second of all, he said like this. He will move soon. So I said, I don't understand. So but the Bochum also will move. He said, but the Bochum cannot move. It's only kosher because the Bochum could stay forever here. And kind of later you change it with a glass. But it's roim with the Bochum, right? If it's roim with the Bochum, you'll not see the Menorah. So the motion, a person is lying in the middle, a car pulls over. You see, you can? Big truck, lighting base. It's all big trucks pass through. You're lighting in the shiva, all the people are running. It doesn't make a difference because they don't have to be there. So a bocher asked me a couple of years ago. I said it in the Aloha Shir. So a bocher, I ben chacham gefrek me. He said, listen, I beetzem my minig is from Chassidim. I light inside. I heard your shir. I was masking to light outside. But say some bochim are standing around it. So you know what? No one could see in the street. I mean, when I light in my house, also I'm the only one that could see. So for this Torah from Shlomo Zalman, that because they stay, no one could see, I don't mind. But let go of him, I'm lighting in the house. I told him, it's a bracha levatola what he's doing. Why? In the house is a halacha, manicha al shulchan levedayim. I said, to light stam in the street, it's like someone will put it at the top of the car. It's an arshkeit, yeah? A person will menorah outside the car. It's not shaykh, there's no yiddishkeit in them, yeah? Because it's not a place for menorah. It's under the house, under the door. You can't put it in a car. There's no shaykhs, yeah? The whole tumult in the kaisel, if you can make a bracha, I'm not going in to that menorah that light in the kaisel. Books were written on it, yeah? If you're allowed to, it's called the shul. It's not called the shul, or the lighting there in the kaisel. This is the shayla. But outside the house that people don't see, it's gonished. Inside the house, manicha shulchan avedayer. Outside the house, it's not for you. It's not for you. You can't light. Person doesn't have a house, doesn't have where to light. I got this week. The office of yeshiva, one of the, I don't know, they didn't want to tell me the name, one of the people that the yeshiva has to take care of. So he sent the email to the office, so they came to ask him what to do. He's leaving his place where he's staying, Alaska somewhere, 10 o'clock in the morning, he's checking out his hotel, and his flight is 12 o'clock by night, where he could light the menorah. He wants in the restaurant, where he's eating supper, he wants to light the menorah. He can't light in the air. I mean, there's no menorah is other than the house, other than Pesach Habayis. Mele, if people cannot see the Pesach Habayis, it's garnished. Now, this halacha, as I'm saying, people that don't know how to light outside, could be better they will light inside. Now, there's another shaila like this. This is a chuma that a lot of people don't know, and I want you to know this chuma, this is negarity, even the people that light inside. A lot of times you light a Hanukkah candle and it starts to jump. How it starts to jump, sometimes it gets like a little yarmulke, if you do the tzilis yourself, it gets like a little hat. Sometimes, they start to slip, these wigs, what? Yeah, the floating ones. Today they have bigger ones, but you have this metal, but it's a bit bigger and it goes down. You have to pull it out a little bit. Everyone, kol echad yodea. Now, say that. Now, what happens? You light the menorah, and you see it starts to sinking down. In 1 second, your floating wing will be under the oil. So you miyad make a push and a shove and dust, and yet to save your menorah, could be you're doing the worstest thing in the world. Why? Because in the matter that it is, it can't light for half an hour. Hadlokah is a mitzvah, you will not be a Hanukkah candle. Let it to blow off and fix it. Or blow it off and fix it. But if you're saving it, enkaz it about to save a menorah. That's his shtusim. Enkaz it about to save a candle. If it can light, hadlokah is a mitzvah, you're not yitzah. Or they'll blow it off. Or they'll leave it to see what will happen. Or but to fix it, you will never know. Because you fixed it, you pushed it a little bit, you bended it, you miyad, some people know even when it's lighting how to make it, to raise it up a little bit with a twister as a. It's a different way with take a pin, they put it, different shit is how to do it even when it's lighting. Oh, but these people are losing, because by they were not yaitzim, because that loka is a mitzvah. Now, I don't really have to know what is better when you have a suffix if it's going to drown this thing. Because mitzad echod could be it will not drown, so then you are yoytze, and now you start blowing off the menorah. But to fix it, it's not good. You have to find out. Now, there's another chumah that is not so much nogea to our days, and the floating wigs is two generations. I don't know. You're already from the younger generation. When I was a bacher, it's three. It's the wigs that people take, and they just make it pshutay. Cotton. Then you have the floating woods. They have the small ones, the cheap ones, like a little piece with a little tevas goyim that holds it to. I don't know how you call it in English. That thing that makes it to float, what it rests on. It's that kind of a silver color. What? Cork is for the bowels. That's chotch basic here. Something else, it holds it now to fall down. Today they make the long ones. They make the long ones, they call it Ptil Pele. They call it Ptil Pele, the long ones, and they have like a metal thing that holds it up. But in the old days, and again, even today, the cheaper ones, you buy this little wood, mamish, like 1 inch, with a little thing. How it works, you have a glass full with oil. You put the wick on top. Now, this little thing, how long it could light? 10 minutes. In 10 minutes, the oil finishes, it jumps down. Normally, it goes, every second it goes a little bit, so you don't see it, yeah? But if you have good eyes, the oil goes, burns, and it jumps. The oil goes, till it goes to the bottom. It happens very slowly, so you don't see it. I'm asking you a shot. What if a person lights a menorah, he puts oil for 1 minute, then he has a machine, when it finishes, it jumps to a different cup. Then it jumps to a different cup. He do mitzvah. He jumps. There's no tzad that he's going to. Hadloka is a mitzvah. You have to light. This guy is not lighting oil for half an hour. He is lighting oil for 2 minutes. And later it will jump to the bottom of the cup. So the machmirim didn't want to use it. I was a kid, I remember, the machmirim never used it. A flowing thing, it calls it. Rabbi Shlomo Zalman said that me'ikar hadin you're allowed to. He didn't like this chumah so much. Then people didn't want to use these floating wicks for another reason. Valad loka is a mitzvah. They said you have to light with oil. This is covered with wax. So the first minute you light it with a candle. Then it goes to be a shemen. Had loka is a mitzvah. What? Right. Some people light it before. Some people put some oil. It's eitzes. But I'm saying, this is chumras be'alma, it's chumras be'alma, Rav Shlomo Zalman said, medach nishchoshes. Then there's another zach, but I don't want to tell it to the bochim that are nervous, but this is again, chum of the machmirim, that they hold that after you light the candle, you have to have shalev es oilo me'aleh. But miyad when you finish to run away. Why? If you stay to rest there for 2 minutes, so it's avuka, right? You're not yaitz. Two candles, you're yaitzah? No. We'll see later. If two candles touching near each other, you're not yaitzah. So, be'etzim, every time the shamash is also avuka. So, this is the way to light it. But a second after it, if you stay there, it's a chamedula. Well, you leave after 2 minutes. What if someone decides to stay with the shamash for half an hour? It's not yaitzah. I'm asking. Now, adloko is a mitzvah. So, if you stay for 2 minutes, it's also not good. So, then, but mitzad sheni, ad shetea shalev is oila me'aleo. So, it's mamash nasecha dvorecha l'shiurim. So there's people that are very machmer in it. It's mamish like a shiur. I'm saying, if you're not, it's a chumah, it was not discovered in Reb Klal Yisrael. It's a chumah of Rebbe Eliashiv that you have to have oil that is roi le'achile. You have these cheap ones that it's not roi le'achile, only lemor. It's good for lighting. Now, Rebbe Eliashiv said for sure it's a chumah because the Mishnebura says you could use candles from Chalev. Chalev you also cannot eat. But he explained, yes. Because the reason to be machmir in oil is because we want dumya the Beis HaMikdash. And Beis HaMikdash was something that is roi. And then you have to have roi le'achile. They asked the kasha, the Mishnebura speaks about you're allowed to use oil from Basel B'cholob. The Shmir Shabbos told me that it's a chumri yesere. Don't tell it be rabim. Let the people to buy the cheap oil, lemoir. Don't tell it to be machmur, to buy the roi le'achil. He told me, Rabbi Meir Shmulevitz, he went and he drank a bottle of that shemen lemoir. And nothing happened to him. Nothing happened to him. He says, the pshat is, the government doesn't give you license if it's not, so we made it, the license of oil is a very expensive license. So they give you a cheap way, lemor. Don't check it from the gases and all these achim. But it doesn't mean that it's not roi le'achile. It doesn't mean it doesn't pass, you know, all these new laws and testing and that. They don't want to give it a test. You want to give something to eating, you have to have it. It's a whole process. But he says about it's called roi le'achile. It's a big chiddush of Shulchan Aruch that's very nagia le'maisa. As a gemara, we get passed in the Shulchan Aruch. This I heard from Shulchan Aruch when I was a young bach in the Mesivta. Shulchan Aruch came to speak in the Mesivta. I even didn't have shaykhis to him then. And Shulchan Aruch says the following. As a gemara in Shabbos, Shulchan Aruch paskins in Tov Reish Ayin Aleph, he keep up psilos, you take a jar, and you put psilos around it. Afilu lener echod lo yosolo. You're not even yoytze one ner. Why? Because all the fires join up to be like one fire, and it's like a medulla. Frekim Shulchan Aruch in Ayin Bach, he doesn't understand. Aber adloka yisum mitzvah. When I lit the first one, I was yoytze. Later it became a medulla. When I lit the first one, I was yaitze. So why the Gemara says the kifah psila is afilu lener echad lo yotzalai? Chotch one? So I remember Shlomo Zalman said that this kash frekt Reb Elazar Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara. Reb Elazar Moshe Horowitz given a choshev yid, aber azokt hashver ha'teretz. He answers that he took a big piece of fire and he put it in the middle. All of them went on fire. Bevas achas. Shlomo says, a very big person, but a very big deichak. Very big deichak. One kasha. Second kasha effect was Samelech. Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos. We know the halacha is Ner Shabbos Odif Mishum Shlom Beisim. If you have Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos Odif Mishum Shlom Beisim. If you have one candle, Odif for Ner Chanukah, Odif for Ner Shabbos Odif. Nowadays it's light, it's different. But as I said in the Gemara, frag the why? Light in the Chanukah, blow it off and light in the Shabbos. Kofsa and Zokoklo. Chleg is before Shkia, after Shkia. Zokom Shlom Zaman, we can't mucha chachidush. That if I light a candle, I'll dust to blow it off. It's like any yochel ha'am b'ruach mitzvah, I'm not yetzim. So if I'm lighting the kifah psilos, and I'm planning to light all of the candles, and then it will become like a medura, so I'm not yoytze even the first one. Because I had a das when I was lighting the first one to be makif and psilos. So while I had a das to be makif and psilos, I feel like nerechot lo yosoloi. Nerchalik and nershabes, if I will light the nershabes, the nerchalik, and I will blow it off to light the nershabes, I feel like nerechot lo yosoloi. You're not yoytze even what? אז זה זוכר בשום מזר מנהל. He asked the kash on it. So what we see, that the das of the Odom is like ruach metzuya. He asked the kash of an agmor in Babakame. Mora says, if a person throws keli miroi shagag, and has a pillow, the bo achar v'silko, shtei em pturim. The first one, because when he threw it, it didn't have to break. The second one, because it's only a gram be'alme. Even if he ran and he took it off, he's also potter. If I throw a klimi roish agagin as a pillow, but I know that the wind is about to move the pillow, so if I have a das to take away the pillow, if we say that my das is considered like ruach metzuya, so why when I myself went and I moved the pillow, I'm not chayev? We see that my das, again, Shem Zalman says, if my das to blow off the candle, or my das to make it a medura, I'm not yoytze. So why bezoa keli meroi shagat, and was a pillow, and I was kodem v'silkoi, I'm not chayev. Make my pe'ula, while I had a das to mesalikit, like ruach metzuya, and then I'll be chayev. So once when I said it in shir, a guy asked me, he doesn't understand how the guy managed to run down from the roof and pull the pillow. So that mishfregen as a kashas, but for a bocher that has such a kasha, I'll answer very posh lechatimtze. Was a string tied to the pillow, and he just pulled the string. He doesn't have to go down. Trachen eitzes vi. Chazal say, it's not sipas, it's gipas. That mishfregen. Zogim shlim zaman aloche lemaise. So again, a lot of people lay aleinu in Chanukah go to the hotels. We'll get to it later. Some of the people that are in the hotels, where they light in the hotels? In the dining room. We'll get later if you're allowed to or not allowed to. You know, in 2 minutes after you light, the waiter comes and shuts all the candles. on a marshal, you want to light in your roof. You know, there's things that make noise when they see fire. So you light it and behind you blow it. Before someone comes, the radio will be off. You can make a bracha or not. You're lighting oil for half an hour. Then that was the buzz. So you just... So I'm saying, you're not the yaitze. Vali have a das to blow it out. So it's chal shemar asuyah, you're not the yaitze. This is what he said, the people that go on the plane, he said, lemaise, to light on the plane. From Zama. This is what he will say all the other years. But the problem is that they come and they blow it off for you. So Meli said, it's not good. Today it's really it's a curse. Unfortunately, you light on the plane, they arrest you. Today you're not allowed to after the letter. But Amol, you'll be allowed to. So the Maisa B'Shem Zaman, the Eitz of the Maisa, he says, and this is what I told this person that's going on the plane, if you have to go on the plane to buy a flashlight, and you stuck it in a chair before you, and this is what you do. The Mehadrin, they buy it for the days. So B'Shem Zaman said,
it's a bias?
What?
It's a bias? An airplane?
He says, it's a Suffolk.
It's a car.
Better than a car.
I'm going with a car.
It's a place that you sleep. It's a place that you sleep inside. Lemaise, not to make a bracha, I'm talking Lemaise every year. You have the shyless people. You have to know Lemaise. But today I saw recently they have this new flashlight, like you know, a lot of little white lights. These are not good. I saw this someone near the Shtiblach. I saw a guy with such a flashlight. This is not good because you have to have the old flashlights that have like a bulb inside, there's a fire. These white points that come out, this is garnish. This is like fluorescence, it's nishkin candle. It's nishkin fire. It's only a light. But the old flashlights, they have... Not to make a bracha. No. I want first to mevar the aloche, and then to speak about the Chumra from Rabbi Eliashiv. First to go to the Machlekes of Shem Zaman and the Chazanish, and then to go to the Chumra of Rabbi Eliashiv. If someone decides to go away for Shabbos, there's a meaning in the yeshivas, Mikamas Denan, Shabbos Chanukah is an Isur to be in yeshiva. I don't know from where it came. As a meaning that people go away for Shabbos. Avad, we're speaking on Choshev Bochim, not Choshev Bochim, hopefully I'm not here. That Avadim of the Shabbos, they're coming right away back to Yeshiva. Yeah? We're not speaking of the bad boys that have a tzad to stay away from the Shabbos. These Bochim, I don't speak to them, and I'm not good at this. They have a tzad not to be back. This Mamish the Yevonim. So it's a pirtza she'en keduk mosel. If a Bochim has a tzad to go away for Shabbos, and to sleep over on the Shabbos, and to come back Sunday to Yeshiva. Here in the Yeshiva, it's not like in America that you have 2-3 days off. Sunday is a normal day. This is an avle. It's an avle, it's a peretz geder in Shechen u'Nochosh, if someone does such a thing. So I want to speak to the people that are going away for Shabbos, and they want to know, they're coming Bez Hashem back for the Shabbos, and they want to know where to light the menorah. So we'll start. First we have to know, when you go away for Shabbos, sometimes it could be complicated mitzad atzmoy. You go for Shabbos, and you eat by Reuven, and you sleep by Shimon, and you dreitzach by Levi. There it's a big shiloh where to light. Mokim ha'achile, mokim ha'sheine. I will speak now to make this chilek. Lamazon, you go into a place in Shabbos, and that place you eat, and that place you sleep. So in Lel Shabbos, you light in that place. That Shabbos, you eat in that place. You light in that place. What happens Motzei Shabbos? Where you light Motzei Shabbos? So Shem Zaman says, if you stay there for an hour or two after Shabbos, to light there with a bracha, and to eat there Milav Malka, and then to come back to Yeshiva. Chazanish says, if you're planning to sleep Motzei Shabbos in Yeshiva, to light in Yeshiva. So what to do the Maisa? You could light in the place where you were for Shabbos, stay there for an hour or two, and then come back. And Bnei Brak, they pass it out like that. Chaim Kanievsky says that when he was a bacher, he learned in Petach Tikva and Lomja. He would come Shabbos to be by the Steibler. And the Chaznish told him, when you go back home to the yeshiva Motzi Shabbos, Chaim Kanievsky went back Motzi Shabbos, to light in the yeshiva. He told him, Chaim Kanievsky, I want to stay home for 2-3 hours to live with my father in Steibler. He was young, came a bissel. Then I'll go back to yeshiva. Chaznish told him, you have to light in yeshiva. Told him to stay with the Chavrusa as a friend to be made to you, b'shlichus, and light for you. And the Chazan Ishtol. So this is what he did. He stayed to Lindach for the time of 4 hours, and his friend lit for him in Yeshiva. Okay, we remind him that we are Zoyer Ban Archanike Me'oid. We want to be Yitzha Chazan Ish, Mitra Pshul Nizam Ban Rabbi Yashi. We are Zoyer Ban Archanike Me'oid. We are the Machmir. So what we do, so we light Motzi Shabbos in the place we are. We stayed there for 2 hours. And when we come back to yeshiva, we light again without a bracha. It's all shittas. Or we ask the very good bracha that stayed in yeshiva to light for us Motzi Shabbos. But if you choishes to bracha levatolim, so maybe Chazanish is right. And if you're lighting in the place where you're staying, so the best thing is, he asked the Balabais there to be moitzi in the bracha. But if you machmirim shebe machmirim, it's not enough. Why? Because lamazog the Chazanish is right that you cannot light in the house where you stay. You have to light back in yeshiva. It's a meiker adin. You can light where you stay. Stay for 2 hours. This is the psak for the people that light. The machmirim also in yeshiva. The machmir for the machmir that achoishes, the yoitze for the balabais the broche, just in case the chazanish is right. But the shaila is like this, and the tzad that the chazanish is right. So be'etzim you have to light in yeshiva. So you're not yoitze now by the balabais. So the broches that you heard are stam broches. Is a loch if a person didn't make a broche, he has to do birkas aroye. But if you don't have a menorah, do a birkas aroya. This person is not going to do a bracha later. Birkas aroya he doesn't have. The balabais didn't light yet. So the machmirim shema machmirim, they yoytzef and balabais, but they look in the window already on a different menorah b'shas the bracha. So they look out the window, they yoytzef from him, they light, and then when they come to yeshiva, they light the second time. This is hazoyim and rechadik and meoid, have a lebonim tamini chachomim. Abadim. Some people tell you nishta zeh that if you're lighting later, it's no chir birkas aroye. Kunt Rabbi Eliashiv says a chumre gdoilo meoid meoid. In the prichot ha-shteit, bilchis chanukah simen tof reisha yed zayin. Odom shohilech im mishpachto ilches yimei chanukah, someone is going away for 8 days of chanukah, he doesn't have to light in his house. It's enough that he will light in the place that he's staying. They will see that there's no candles in this house. So like Rabbi Eliashiv is meduyek only if he went for the ganze Chanukah. But if he goes for 2 days, he also has to light in his old house. Just in case people come and they will see. And the zog that it's only mipnei achshad. It's not meikar adin. Zayis mashma. And if this is the case, so if someone already is lighting, it's no chshad. Moshe nishive. If there's some candles outside, so there's no problem. If you have a dira. Some bochim stay. Abalu yitzuyo, no one stays. So then you have to light. How you will light if you're not dira? You have to ask someone. What if no one is masking to light for you? So what do you have to do lefir b'li yashiv? What do you do lefir b'li yashiv? What? What do you do with Rabbi Eliashiv? What? If no one is masking to light you, what do you do? You have to stay. Zogt Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, Kumta is at Chanukah's jail. Lo Yishamal, Chanukah's a jail. I think the guy from Rabbi Shmuel Zalman against Rabbi Eliashiv. The fear of Rabbi Eliashiv comes that if no one wants to light you, you have to stay. So Kumta is Chanukah's a jail. Zogt Rabbi Shmuel Zalman, Lo Yishamal, Chanukah's a jail. Doesn't say nowhere. Chanukah, you tie down to your house. Menor Shem Zalman says you don't have to be choishes to Rabbi Eliashiv. So lemaisa, la locha lemaisa. Meikar Adin, the Chumah for Rabbi Yashiv was not Niskabel, that the Machmirim that want to be Choshesh to Rabbi Yashiv, if someone is already dear and lighting, you could be Meikar. Chaim Ganievsky says that when he went away from the yeshiva, the Chazanish never told him to light in Lomja. He only lit them by his father. But some say that it's Nishazat Taina because he lived in Bnei Brak. If you go back to your original house, then for sure the other house is Batal. But if you live in a Dira, maybe it's a Makkah to be Machmir. I remember when I was a Bachar in Panovich, everyone left me nervous to light when he went back home. But you have to know that the Derech Klal, these things cause fires. And if there's no one there to check, you know, Amol, Chmir Sakan to Misu. Go to the next Halach. When you light Neres Chanukah? It's one of the hardest questions that everyone has. When to light? So normally you tell a person, do what your father did. He answers to you, my father lit when he came back from work. So the snitch can answer. Yeah? He's in yeshiva now. He wants to know when to light. I want to explain. It's two minhagim. Tzesa kichovim, very choshev minhag. And shkia, a very choshev zman. Both are very choshev. And I'll explain why. The Loshon HaGemara is mitzvoso mishetishka hachamo at shetich leregel min hashuk. My love. The Gemara, no, elo love di loy adlik madlik ina mileshiure. What is mishetishka hachamo? The Goyen says that mina Yerushalayim ve'aprushim and shkia mamish. In our days it will fall around 441, 443, 444, around these are the times that Shkia will be in Yerushalayim. Chazanish did 20 minutes after Shkia. In America they said Lefi Rebbalan 25 minutes after Shkia, Reb Moshe 10 minutes. And Shulchan Aruch stayed to light at Tzeis HaKichov. So now what we do? Lat, I'll be masking. First I want maybe to learn the Indian, and then we'll understand the halacha lemaisa. If a person didn't light, the Shulchan Aruch says he could light kol halayla. Zog de sharatzion. And if people are sleeping, to wake up two or three people. And if they don't want to wake up, not to make a brocha. And if you want to make a brocha, you could make a brocha. The ayinu be'etzem is a zman tzeisa kichovim. Or if you want, you could light the whole night. In the Gemara state, you only could light ad shetich leregel min hashuk. Till shetich leregel min hashuk. So bedin the Gemara for sure is a time. The beginning of the night. We don't know when it's shetich leregel min hashuk. We don't know when is the time. Shkia yitzeh sakichovim. Zog de mishtabure. The best thing is to light b'shkia. And to put enough oil to light till half an hour after Tzeis HaKichovim. Shtubo makes the cheshbon like an hour and 15 minutes. So you put shkia, and you put enough oil for after Tzeis HaKichovim. Why? The Goyen says the Rambam shteit mitzvosu mishetishka achamo, shetia delekes chotisho yoysel, v'im loy adlik einem adlik. And Rambam shteit that even bizman hazeh, chazal wekrivei hazman, only then. Memele, zog de Mishne Brura. If you want to be choishes to the Rambam, start to light in Shkia. The Rambam says, Chot Yisho O Yoysa. Mishne Brura says it means like 38 minutes. So he says to light Shkia and to have it lighting later. The Rambam says that Bezman Hazeh Shemadlikim Bifnim, you could light the whole night. You could light the whole night. The mail. I want to explain a little bit. Like at Chila, you have to have the first half an hour or the Shkir, it says, you have Kol HaLayla. The Ramos says, Bezman HaZeh Kol HaLayla. So the world time is like this. The Chassidim, LeMoshel, that light inside. You said already, a lot of Mekoyrim that they have. The mail of the Ramos says, that they could light kol alaylo bezman hazeh. They finish Shulchan Aruch also. Memele, they were not so machmir to light in Shkia. Was no difference anyways. Why would you light Memele? They said, fakant. If we're light in Shkia, maybe we're losing. Why? Maybe this man that says Akechovim, we're lighting too early. If this man, so maybe with the Yevon, if you light me by the Yoy, maybe you yoyt. Light after Tzeis HaKichovim, you yoyt to Lekule Alme. B'diyevet, lefi de Shachanoch, lekatchila lefi de Ramo. The Mishabuos are not light, the Mishabuos are the light in Shkir. But this is the mock. And it's Yisroel that they were lighting outside. And we were choishish to that shit. Outside, for sure this man is only as a tichle regel min hashuk, mi shetishka hachamo, when people start to go back home. But mainly if you light outside, you can't light too late. Maybe I will explain what I'm trying to say, then I will say lemaisel. Amol is a bocher that is knowing like the chassidim to light late. He comes to Aloch Hashir and he hears the chum of Yerushalayim to light outside. So he wants to go to his adloke, the Rebbe, and then Lamoshal 10 o'clock he will come back to Yeshiva and light outside. Thus, better to light inside. Could be it's a bochel of Atola outside 10 o'clock. But he remembers from the Haim, we lit in the whole night. Avada, inside the whole night. Avada. Outside it's a brochel of Atola. If 7, 8, 9, when is Tichle Regel min Ashuk, I'm not sure. But when it's Kolso Regel min Ashuk, it's a brochel of Atola outside. So a person has to know, you can't switch minhagim. This is the reason. The people that light outside are very machmir to try to light on time. In Amol, they were not so machmir. A father comes back from work, 7, 8, he lights inside. Ramos says, B'zman hazeh, you light inside, you could light kol alaylo. But if you're lighting outside, or even in Tzisrol, we said inside in the window, to be yoytzeh, the shittis of outside, you have to try to be machmir to light in Zman. So if you minig a shkir, light in shkir. So the ma'aseh, if you don't have a minig and you're b'nei Ashkenaz, then you know you're minogi Ashkenaz, you light in shkir like a mishnebure. If you know you're minogi Sfarad, so if you don't have a minig, you light b'seis HaKichovim. But again, b'zeu, not a minute later, because could be outside, a minute later, it's a bochel of atolet. Now, so the Rambam says, Madlik Chatzi Sho O Yoisa. So I'm saying, Chatzi Sho O Yoisa. So what is O Yoisa? The Mishnah Berurah said, 38 minutes. The Buskerov learns, the Chiyuv is to light Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. Ad Shetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. If the Regel calls to Min Ashuk later, you have to add oil. The Buskerov lived, today they have the Yeshiva Brisk, Press, I think it's called. They're not a building, they're a very big building. That building was a cinema, as I see movies. So the last movie was 12 o'clock, they finished. So Biskarov was marked that there will be oil till 8, 12 o'clock by night, Achetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. So he was marked that he had enough oil inside his menorah, Achetich L'Regel Min Ashuk. So in his shuk, it's called Seregel. I know if you live in this area here, I don't know what you'll do, Lemaise. That's a portion. I'm sure Mazalman had a tzad that Regel Min Ashuk doesn't mean the bochim around Reitzach. It's the hour that the normal people stop to walk around. It's the people that stand there. Everyone knows it's close to Regel Min Ashuk. Could be in this area, it's like 9 o'clock, 8 o'clock. Shem Zaman himself, Lemaise, try to do a couple hours extra. So avada etz chumre. But why I'm saying this chumre? First, you don't have to do this chumre. It's kedai to do this chumre. You don't have to do this chumre. Most of the rishonim is not mashma like that. He said to people to do till two hours. He himself put oil till 11 o'clock. But what I'm trying to say is one thing, that a lot of times the menorah is ready after half an hour and people just blow it out. They say, for what? Das nicht. Kol zman people are going around, avada is eating. To say there is a chiyuv to get a lot of oil, I can't say there is a chiyuv. Some people want to say that it's also a kule. That if kol zman regim in a shuk, you're allowed to blow it off. You know, if everyone leaves the deer back to yeshiva. Now, Arabo is the shayla if you have to stay with the candles or not. So first, avada talmud Torah can make it kulam. But I want to explain. If you're lighting in the windows, there's no inyan to stay. If you have the minhagim from the house, I'm not taking away the minhagim. But the inyan is not so sharp. But the chassidim, the inyan is a very big inyan, because they were lighting inside. In America, the ikar adlokah was for the bnei habayis. If you don't stay there, so for who you light the menorah. But when you light the moshul, if you light outside, you have to stand outside half an hour. The window is also outside. So this means that when you light outside and the window is no chiyuv to stay with the candles. If you have minhagim, minyanim, kedusha, if you light inside taka, the moshul, people that have a deeris, some deeris taka that I saw taka, don't have a window, don't have a chotzer, they just have to do manich al shulchan evadar. Deeris are eating taka to stay a half an hour with the candles. Now, there's another shayla. Bochim are lighting in a dira. Lama Zogah, they're doing windows. They don't have a door, they're not into doors. Windows. Zogah Mishnah Mizan and Oyel Bach, you have to light in the window of your own room. So when you get a lot of rooms, a lot of diras you have, that the window, not everyone has a window. Some cloud don't have a window, only the Miuchosim have a window. And then you have rooms that everyone has windows, but some of the windows are just a different chotzer. A window to the street, only one room has. Shmuel Zalman says the people that are not in that room cannot lie there. Only if the matzav in the dira is that the oilam dreitzach in that room. Some diras, you know, your mamish is baltikones, yeah? Every room is a different country. Yeah. It's a border with ala alochas. Then Shmuel Zalman says you can't even mechanike to let. So what do you do if you have to? So he says at least one meal a day you eat in that room of that bachar. On them, it's a problem to lie there. So a lot of times, the top bachar in Moshe, in such a case, maybe it's better to lie downstairs. So there's also the guy that has the window in the room, to light in the room. If you have a kitchen in Moshe, then everyone could light in the window of the kitchen. He says if you can't, Idir, at least with Mishtamish dir, Shmuz dir, use the phone dir. Now, Bochim that in Yeshiva dorm, Lekatchile, Shlomo Zalman said, that they will eat one meal. So, I want to maybe explain the Gdorim. If Lemoshul you have a dira separate from Yeshiva, it's Kedai to eat their one meal a day. Or at least to each a mezainis one meal a day. The Ainu Lama Zogin, you live Chav Zchar Yaroifin. And you want to light Zchar Yaroifin? But you eat all your meals in Yeshiva. So Shaila Mokim Achila Odif or Mokim Sheina Odif. So it's Kedai that in Chanukah you will have one meal in Zchar Yaroifin. Then, you sleep L'Moshon on Shalmei Simcha. This building is called Shalmei Simcha. Zecher Simcha Erlingberg. But there's no dining room in this building. You eat Lama Zogin in Beis Shalom. This is the place you eat. Lekatchile is roi to eat one meal in the room in Chalika. B'di'evet mezainis, b'di'evet godl, efshe yesh lehokel. But it's a very b'di'evet godl. If Lama Zogin you're sleeping in Beis Shalom and you eat in the dining room of Beis Shalom, then, Meikar Adin and even Meikar Achumra, you don't have to eat in your room. Shpitche b'machmirim, eat apples in the room. Now, it's totally. If you're lighting it outside the Bisholem, it's not even an Indian to machmir b'chlal. Because, like I said, you sleep here, your dining room is downstairs, your study is in the Bismedrish, the bathrooms are in that place, the whole building, you use it. So, If you plan to light in your room, then is a makim cotton to be machmir to eat something. But a moshul, you could have a problem. You sleep in bishalem, and you eat in beis yishaya. Or you sleep in merkazi and you eat in beis yishaya. Or sleep in beis yishaya and eat in merkazi. That's mishael. So the best thing is if you could switch with someone chodsh for Chanukah. Or at least supper, I think supper and breakfast is not so hard to find places in Mishnazei Akpodos, like lunch. So then, take a supper and breakfast in these days to try to eat in the dining room that is in the building where you're staying. One mezach, it's really late, and Erev Shabbos, the Mishnah Berurah brings down the minhag to light mincha and then to light candles. Why? It says if you light candles, it's already kilo the next day started. Then you have mincha from choil. Lemaisa, the Welt is not makbid on it. The Welt is not makbid on it. The Welt is not makbid on it. So, Mistam, the Pshat is that we light candles on Erev Shabbos not because it's the other day. Chazal were metaken on Erev Shabbos to light candles on the day before. I will explain. If Lo Yitzu in Chanukah, not every time we'll have an Erev Shabbos. Boom, 1 year Shabbos fell on Chanukah. So, Be'etzem, I have to light tomorrow. No, I can't, I'm lighting before. Kilo, it started. So the Mishnah Berurah, it started the Sasa. How you could have a Mincha after Lokas Neiros. But we say, no, Val Chazal knew that every Chanukah has a Shabbos inside. So they had to be koiveya to light before. So again, Mishnah Berurah says, but the world doesn't feel like that. Motzei Shabbos, when you light, there's a lot of minhagim. Rav Shlomo Zalman was makel to light 35 or 40 minutes after shkia, not more from 50. Some people are makpid to light after Rabbeinu Tam. I'm a Talmud of Shlomo Zalman, but I can't. Every year I go, I can't lie before Rabbeinu Tam. It just doesn't. The match doesn't scratch. I don't know. I just can't do it. I'm such a pachat. I know my Rebbe said that how you have such a pachat, the mitzvah from Chanukah, it's only a chumra here in Eretz Yisrael. So it's hard for me to say, but when I'm saying so, Rav Shlomo Zalman said like this, but I know a lot of people don't do that, they don't. Maybe in a second I'll explain to you, it's very negeh, and I'll tell you what the Moshe Lahanoge that I do, that you'll have enough to meet it. Rav Yisrael light, they do Avdoleh, and then they light Ner Chanukah. Most of Klal Yisrael. Yerushalayim, the minhag was to light Ner Chanukah and then to do Avdoleh. And it could be Mustake L'shitoso. In Chutz La'aretz, you light inside. The whole night is good. Do Avdoleh, take care of it. Chutz La'aretz, Yerushalayim, they were lighting outside. Every second you delay it, it's late. So I want to tell you, I heard once two ma'asim. I don't remember the names. The Briskerov, Motzi Shabbos, was waiting to light the Meiros Chanukah. He waited Rabbeinu Tam, Achtel, Neinzel. He was waiting and waiting and waiting. Kinders came. Tate, Shenachtzen, Achtel, Achtel, Shenzeit. Noch ein bisschen. Tate, Shenzeit. So the kids told him, so one time he answered, "Shen the Zeit schon verfall." Passed away the time ages ago. It's too late anyways. He lost enough community from waiting. This is the answer one time. Second time he answered, Schlusinger said, Manchester, he said he answered him, "The time in Motzi Shabbos is Kshiyetze HaSofik Milibi. Velo Yotzo HaSofik Milibi." Doch die Zeit doch nicht gekommen. Das heißt, ein Pshat im Yashe, Bob ist gerollt, was nicht kann stehlen. Pshat ist also. Jeschli ist da. Lass mir sagen, es ist ein Mitzvah der Leit Chaneke, and Shabbos doesn't have to happen. Punkt Shabbos fell. So it's a crash. I need to light in Shkir, I have Shabbos. Ich weiß nicht, what to do. Stop. Shkir, Shabbos. Shkir, Shabbos. Like, Rosh Hashanah falls in Shabbos. Shoifo, Shabbos. Chaneke, I don't know if you know, is 8 days. Alemot, doesn't make a difference how you turn it, Shabbos will fall in the middle. So Chazal, the Chumash Hadeshah says this word. When they were kaveh in Chanukah, they had to give a isyachsus how to deal with Shabbos. It's not like a crash. Punk, it happened to be Shabbos and Chanukah. What Esav and Yosef said, they came together. So they were evil. So what do you do? So you had one side. One side they said, no, we're leaving it like it is. You're stuck, take care of yourself. So he said, so anyway, the time passed. So you have to shkir. Too bad. To try my best. The other side is, there's no reason to rush. I anyway lost a half an hour. What do you say? No. But to Shabbos, they gave a new zman. What zman do I give? Not punk. Rashi says, if you see a kid holding a fire, but to Shabbos, you know he's a goy. Because oh, if it's a yid, you know it's Motzei Shabbos. She'en lecha odom oichas b'Yisroel ner b'yodei ad she'yitza ha'sofek m'liba. So Chazal will not tell you to like, punk. Only when you know, I want to just give him watches. When you know for sure it's Motzei Shabbos, then you're alive. So I say, I don't know yet, it's my time, never came. So if it's the argument is man, anyway if I found something to be skilled. And if there were kiveh b'zunder is man for Motzei Shabbos, noch nicht gekommen. Is man noch nicht gekommen. Das war noch nicht gekommen. Na, the Meise. Na Bosch, I said, I told you, I'm choshish to rebellion, because I live in Malam Esri Mamo, and I only have a window on the other side. So I light downstairs, and then I light upstairs. One day, a year, I light upstairs, and then I light downstairs. What's the Shabbos? Because I'm choshish, maybe it's really too late. If I'm Machmir the Rabbeinu Tam, it's totally the hours. If I'm exactly, my kids, everything is ready, so I do downstairs. If I see it because of it already later, so then I light upstairs. Because B'toch HaBayis, B'diyavid Kol HaLayla is kosher. He said at the beginning of Shir, outside you're not Yoytze Medina HaBayis. So I'm saying, so B'etzem, this is totally, people that light in a window, the marshal, they could take more the shit of Rabbeinu Tam. If you land outside, you have to know when you mach me on one zach, and the cheshbon of the other zach. The mocker of staying in the candles is shuts of Yankev, Simon Chav Beis. He brings a maseches seifrim lishayer maneiros kozman likoso. But like I said, if you're lighting someone who's a rabbi, you're not mechuyev. As a sefer mekoy chaim lebala chavas yoyer, chon Yerushalayim prints it. Venirali sheiker hamitzvah sheyamadik etzel haneiros chotishol liro isoisom lismoyach boem ki hem gam ken zeicher latzmicha shemadlikim matzanes ushenemar lihidliku neiros b'chatzos kedshecho. But we have a raya that it's not me'akev. You know what is the raya that it's not me'akev to stay with the candles? I think Gans Klai Yisrael, Erev Shabbos, go to shul. They forgot about that halacha, they have to stay with the candles? What happened to Erev Shabbos? If they stay out, it says the halacha has to stay out after they come back from Davening. Most bochim, they light the deer and then they eat by someone else. Who is this? What? Yeah, but I'm saying you light the day before and it stays after Shkir, but till you come back. What? No. But you have a special halacha, you don't have to stay. I don't think that took away that halacha in Arab Shabbos. But the Tanakh says about it. But yes, even that Libi Noikfi, Bochim that live in bunkers, Erev Shabbos, I don't know how they make a bracha. I think that in the houses, because the wife stays, but the bracha that live in the bunkers, and they don't have, no one could see it from outside, and they, if they're coming back after this for the Suda, no, but they're going to eat out by someone, and they will not see the candles. How they make a bracha? But Gantz Klai Yisrael did it. I have every year. This bracha, I told them, they want to go away for Shabbos. I let them to go away for Shabbos.
The mayor did it on purpose? Drink the whole thing on purpose?
If you don't mix in the yellow,
not the yellow,
my body,
the bread, 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 the bread,